This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com. Agent Company, stop flipping around the dial. Agent Company, and let's hit the beach for a while. Agent Company, the all-around talk of the town. Agent Company, he'll pick you right up when you're down. Agent Company, Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. And all I can say is, hey, you kids, get off my toilet paper roll. What's wrong with people? In California, their sewers are clogging up because people are shredding their T-shirts. Huh? I mean, really. Now you know why it's California. It is Beach and Company. Yeah, you know, there is no shortage of anything except some things to fight the virus, masks and things like that. But as far as food and the accessories that go along with food, there's no shortage. But people, as soon as the trucks unload, are grabbing everything like it's Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And imagine shredding up T-shirts. Imagine doing this, shredding a T-shirt to use after you've used the bathroom and then putting it down the drain. I mean, these people are too dumb to have a drain. I think there ought to be a minimum IQ to have a drain, okay? And we'll do that in California. Also, there's a story in today's The Buffalo News. Many ignore senior-only shopping hours at Tops. Tops tried to make it easier for people who are older, a couple of days a week, opening up a little bit early, an hour and a half early. And now some of the people who aren't seniors are crashing that party, and there's no way apparently Tops can stop it because there's a law that says that if you're in a state of emergency, you can't refuse a service. So they can't refuse the young punks that are going in there and elbowing seniors out of the way. Here's a suggestion. Hell's Angels. One for each store. That would be nice. And see where that goes. You think that's too radical?
No, I actually like it.
Now, I had a joke. I came up with one of the best jokes I have ever had in my entire illustrious Hall of Fame career, and I can't use it. I'm sorry. The only way I could use it is if we were just streaming. We could use it on streaming.
I will vouch that it is very funny.
Isn't it very funny? Very funny. And you know it's pathetic? The other night, I never watch them. I really don't. But the other night, I was watching news up to 11 o'clock and the late-night comedy shows. Did these guys have any sense of humor left at all? They were, like, bad. So I shut it off. I've been watching all the press conferences. You have to stay in tune. And the way to do it is to see what's going on with the press conferences. I was very agitated with the press corps. couple of days ago after the president's press conference, in which he's doing everything but reaching out to Mars to get what we need. And he's got all the right people. They're waiving all the rules that take a lot of time, the red tape being cut away. And the press was only asking him gotcha questions. There were no questions about really need for the American public. It's all gotcha. And I like the ones, can you guarantee, when they start with that, can you guarantee that we'll be here at lunch? No, the answer is no. So it's very same. There's a lot of sameness. Do you watch any of the press conferences?
Yeah, we'll watch some of it. I can only stay with it for so long. Once the press starts going goodbye.
Oh, it's very annoying. But I'm telling you, it's very impressive with the team that's leading this in Washington. The president, very, very, I think, very proactive. And I wouldn't have anybody else in charge of this thing except him. I think he's doing a great job. And it's really funny. You know who's funny? Polling cars. How many times did he say, hey, our park is open, even though you're told not to drive on the street, our parks are open. And what does he say after yesterday? Hey, what are all these people doing in the parks? You think he forgot? You think he forgot that he said that?
You got to wonder.
Yeah. And now they've removed, you know, it's really hard to play basketball now at the parks because they've removed the hoops. Our hoops, we removed the hoops too here at the station.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that. Now, the air quality this morning was excellent for the morning news team because when you go remote, and Susan was here, but everybody else was remote, when you go remote, you're at the mercy of machines. And so if it's as good as this morning, that's great. I mean, we were listening to Howard Stern today. He sucked. I mean, his quality was terrible. And so this is the last one I'll be doing from the studio here. I'll be at my home at the Palatial Beach Estate. I will be there starting tomorrow with my cats, Lucy and Ethel. Lucy and Ethel will be, and I'm going to try and get Lucy and Ethel to talk on the air with me while I'm doing the show from there. And, you know, hey, I don't want to be preached to, like, if you're working from home, don't stay in your pajamas. Get up and do what you would normally do on a work day. Put on a coat and tie. You know, polish your shoes. No, no. In fact, I'm contemplating a Speedo bikini. That's what I may be doing when I'm doing the show tomorrow. If Bernadette can deal with that, I'm not really sure. But now that she's my fiancé, I guess I have a little more latitude, don't you think?
Yes, you do.
Yes. Hey, Buzzy, do you have any hands left?
Yeah.
I haven't seen your hands outside of a bottle of Kills disinfects and wipes in a couple of weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, since no one's going to be here by the end of the week,
yeah,
I'm coming to work in my pajamas.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Why don't we all go to Buzzy's house in pajamas and we can do the show there? All right, we'll be back with more. Is that Randy in there?
Yeah.
Randy. Randy, come hell or high water, Randy Bushover is here. We'll be back after this. And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Bernadette, my fiance, came up with a great idea. At one time, she wanted to work analyzing things in that kind of a setting, you know, in a corporate clinical setting. But she came up with a great idea for this virus. Are any of the labs working on some kind of a spray that would make the virus show up? In other words, you would see the virus. You spray, and the combination of the chemical that's in the spray and the virus would illuminate the virus. Because right now, I mean, look at it. Let's look realistically. I'm looking at this room that I'm in. I'm in it alone. Basically, the most obvious thing would be the door handle. Get that. Other things other people touch. Some things nobody touches. But we're kind of like walking around like a sightless person, not knowing where it is and just kind of reaching out and guessing. If you had a spray that you could just spray in a spray bottle. Simple. And I don't think this would be a tough thing to come up with. If you had a spray that illuminated the virus, you would know where it was. I mean, is that a big advantage or not? What do you think of that, Tony?
I like it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's have it done by 5 o'clock. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like something like that to at least be worked on.
Yeah.
You know, try to make this thing...
It wouldn't be hard either. All you'd have to do is get samples of the virus and then line up a bunch of chemicals in different spray bottles and give them a quick thing. And if they light up, that's it. I think that's a genius idea.
Sure.
I've not heard anybody working on that, but you never know.
I have to say, along those lines, I am happy with how quickly it seems medicine is at least being tested and developed for this to try to combat it early.
You know why? Because the red tape is being cut. Once you have, we make all the laws, and we can change all the laws. It's possible. Some of them require more work to change than others, but if you make the law, you can change the law. And I'm seeing that a lot of the red tape has been eliminated. And I'm sure a lot of the red tape is there because they want to make super sure that everything is safe when it comes to the market. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying this, if we can cut the red tape here and get to market faster and things, why can't we do that all the time? Do we have to wait for a pandemic to do that? I'm sure there's some things here that are outdated as far as red tape, and we're managing to get past them. I hope this new test with that pill or however whatever form it's going to take is successful. That'll be very good. Now, I want to do a shout out. We did a show last week about, places that, restaurants that no longer can be restaurants, but they can be takeout. And I named practically all of my favorite ones along with you. We did it for a whole day. And I got an email from one of my favorite restaurants owner for the Country Cottage. And he says, you're in here all the time for your meatloaf melt. Could you give us a shout out? So I am. Country Cottage is, I always think it's in Wheatfield, but I always think it's Pendleton, but it's not. It's not Sweetfield. And it's great. And the signature dish, as far as I'm concerned, is the meatloaf melt. It is, like, fabulous. So that is my, my shout out for the Country Cottage.
That sounds absolutely amazing. Melt and meatloaf together, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, and it's on big Italian bread, and the meatloaf hangs over the sides and the front, and it is it's this thick. It melts in your mouth, and it's just beyond compare for anything like that.
Is the meatloaf barbecued, or do you have like a gravy or anything?
Yeah, you can have gravy on it if you want. I don't, but it tastes so good. It tastes good without gravy, but you can have it any way you want. So. I promised I would do it. Country Cottage in Wheatfield. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about.
That's one thing we did over the weekend was make sure that we were supporting local business, especially the pizzerias that I like. And the thing is, I went shopping on Friday, and the shelves were clean. I told Gina, I says, there's not even enough to make a decent dinner, so we're going to have to order out more.
Well, what can I tell you? There's no shortage of food. It's just that people are, they're acting like this is the end of the world. And that's it. Like, I'm thinking, if it really were the end of the world, would you say, get me a couple of extra pallets of toilet paper?
Even the peanut butter was gone.
Oh, really? Hope they're not using that. It's bad enough when they use the shredded T-shirts. I love a shredded T-shirt and coffee. It's one of my favorite things.
By the way, have you seen the videos of the knucklehead that's going around licking items
on
store shelves?
Yeah, they ought to do something about that.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
And that's something I said yesterday. All right, if you're at the store and you have in mind what you're going to get, can we please stop touching everything on the shelf? Because I'm next in that aisle, and I don't want to touch the potato chips I just saw you finger through and put back on the shelf.
How about the fruit? People usually pick out an all-star selection of fruit with their hands.
Right.
But that's has a covering. Now, tomorrow, I will be doing this show from my home. I'll tell you one thing. This show is a conglomerate of three people. It's not just me. It says Beach and Company. Tony Caligiuri and Beamer, okay? And the show, I feel, will do the best we can tomorrow. But there are certain things, like we are looking at each other right now. They're in one studio, I'm in another studio. If they've got something they want to add, they just lift their hand. I know it, and I just point to them. They begin to talk. That kind of stuff is very difficult to do on remote. But my show, even at less than optimum, will be more than you can handle. It'll be fabulous. I can hardly wait to hear it. Maybe I'll do a practice show tonight when I get home. I'm not really sure. We'll do the best we can. But without the other two guys, and I don't know, for instance, try this at home for fun, okay? You don't know when you're on remote if there's any calls or if the lines are all full. Now, I just look. Okay, I haven't said anything yet to ask for people to call in. And I look, and as soon as they're logged on, I can tell that. And then I can stop talking and talk to somebody on the phone. Can't do that when you're remote. So we'll do the best we can. It'll still be great. Don't make no mistake about that. It'll be beyond great. It'll be Hall of Fame material. Boy, am I trying to convince myself. Huh? Sure is hot out. You know what could convince me? Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond can convince me to wash my hands and go to work tomorrow. This is Neil Diamond. Washing hands.
Reaching out.
Touching you?
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
I won't touch you.
Sounds like my prom's a theme song. Don't touch me, I won't touch you. Here we go. Da, da, da.
Good times never seem.
Come on,
so
you guys
good.
Can join in. So good.
I've been inclined.
Wah, wah, wah.
To believe they never
would.
But now
I'm. That was good, but we can do better than that. Can't we do better than that? You guys didn't join me until like the second chorus.
I'm sorry.
Is that re-racked? Is it ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this time, jump in. You all know. Here, I know this is hard to figure out, but it's I'm not really sure.
And you want us to jump
we'll,
in.
We'll do the sheep's version. Ba, ba, ba.
Okay. Hey, I like that version.
You like that one? It's really bad. Okay. Here we go. Come on. Hit it.
Hands.
Washing hands.
Reaching out.
Don't touch me.
I won't touch you.
Here comes the fun part. Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba.
Never seems so good.
So good.
Go Sox.
I've been inclined. Da, da, da.
It's still bad.
It's going to be on the Billboard charts.
I think we got to work on that. We'll take a break and be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. or sync with your Aura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Some PM showers. Don't you go to the doctor to have that fixed? Doc, I'm having PM showers and a high of 54. Our lineup a little scrambled today. Tom Bowerly is off. He did an excellent interview yesterday with the head of Kaleida Health, he's having some kind of a procedure done today. He was talking about it the other day on the air, so he will not be in. He expects to be in tomorrow. But David Bellavia. I wonder if David Bellavia watches television, what he watches. You think he watches Homeland? Well, there's only one episode left. I've binged it right up to last night, and then I watched last night live. There's only one left, and that would be, I think, right up his alley.
I guess so. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? How about you, Buzzy? Have you ever seen Homeland?
I have not, but...
You have not.
It's one of those shows that I have all this time now to catch up on.
A lot of time. Yeah. Now, I heard you say that you are doing what the experts say not to do. Don't just be a couch potato. Get out there. Plant weeds.
So here's the thing. So I'm lucky because my routine's not going to change. I have to be here.
Yeah.
So in the morning, I still do my regular.
You're essential.
I know. First time I've ever been told I was essential.
We are second degree essential.
So, you know, driving to work, that's still the routine. Come here, get my water, have my coffee, all that. Have my Monster Energy drink. But at noon, it used to be work my second job, go to the gym. Now it's go home. And for the first week, it was go home and eat whatever's in the fridge.
Uh-huh. Maybe Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood would be on, and you can eat in front of the
1230,
fridge.
1230, yes.
Yeah, watch TV. Oh, that's nice. Seeing the princess. I can't think of the princess's name on Mr. Rogers. Lovely. I used to watch it when I worked in Milwaukee, a different shift. All right, we'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.